Great, it's recording. So my name is Natasha, and it is Saturday, February the 25th, 2023, and I'm here with Lala. So I'll start. Would you like to introduce yourself and maybe tell us how you made your way to Swanee? How did you make your way to Swanee?
I see. Thank you so much for this opportunity to speak with you all today. My name is Lala Hariza. I'm class of 2021. At Swanee, I majored in International Global Studies and minored in Women and Gender Studies. And what got me to Swanee is my family's South Sudanese. So we are Anglican Christians. And so I grew up very involved in the Episcopal Church, especially in Knoxville, Tennessee, where I grew up, and in East Tennessee more generally. Would go to not only youth group, but also just like, you know, regional and even like international, like school youth events. So Episcopal Church is just something that's very like special and sacred to me. And so, of course, most Episcopalians know about Swanee, and you know, I have the privilege of living, you know, about two and a half hours away from Swanee from Knoxville, so that's what originally piqued my interest. And then got a really good scholarship to come here, so I was just like, okay, I have to come.
Great. Let's see.
No worries.
So I'm curious. Mm-hmm. You said you were from South Sudan. Mm-hmm. How did you make your way first to Knoxville? Are your parents mm-hmm. like first generation? Mm-hmm. And how was your experience at Swanee as an immigrant?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. That's a really great student. Question. So my family is from South Sudan, but I was born in Sudan, in Khartoum, and you know, a lot of there are like political distinctions between the two countries, at least now. But we came as refugees, fleeing from the Second Sudanese Civil War. We fled to Lebanon to get refuge, and then we were granted refugee status and we settled here to the United States. They resettled us to Cleveland, Tennessee, so like right outside of Chattanooga. So that's where I lived for the first 7 years of my life. And so even though I was born there, you know, I did grow up in the United States, so I'm very culturally American and things of that nature. But you know, growing up, my mom just speaks to us English, even to this day. Mm-hmm. Although my dad really wanted us to like speak English and assimilate, so he only spoke to us in English. Then we moved to Knoxville. Then that's where I grew up until graduating from high school. How those experiences have like influenced my time here at Swanee, I think the experiences of Black Africans very much do differ from the experiences of African Americans, which is something that I oftentimes reminded my peers, both African and African American alike, in terms of just like how we navigate the world and including like reconciling like this institution and this nation's like history. That is not something that I will claim as mine, because it's not my history, or I'm East African. However, being here at Swanee did kind of pique my interest in wanting to learn more about myself, my family's history. Why are there two Sudans? What's the distinction? Why do we come as refugees? Why are we Arabic speaking but Christian? And so I was able to really do that through coursework. I took my first Arabic class sophomore year. Then I won a scholarship from the U.S. government, fully funded to study Arabic for the summer in Morocco. Wow. Then I studied abroad in Jordan, in the Middle East. And through all these experiences, you know, I learned Arabic to the point that I'm fluent now. And that just opened up a world of opportunity, so much so that I'm now here. I'm a graduate student at Georgetown, getting my degree in Arab Studies, and I got a full tuition scholarship. In my work, I look at the history of slavery in the Arab world, in particular, and formations of anti-blackness. And so through that, I'm able to learn more about East African history, right? The enslavement of my people to the Arab world, their experiences to this day as refugees, black refugees at that, and the anti-blackness that they experience. So I'm very outspoken and I write a lot about this, and that's where my research focus. But then, you know, here at Swanee, I was also involved when it was then called the Swanee Project on Slavery, Race, and Reconciliation, and stuff like that. So all these experiences were really formative into the person today.
Wow. That is incredible. Thank I mean, your journey and just everything you've done and accomplished to get here.
Thank you.
Yeah, and congratulations on your scholarships and on where you are right now.
Thank you.
It's definitely an incredible story and one that I can relate to in some ways. And like, My interest in, I'm an international studies major as well, and my interest was also because I came here at Swanee, and as a black student and an African student, I was curious about how that, how all of that connects. But one thing that I have struggled with is sometimes how all of this gets, sometimes can get really heavy, learning about all the history. Did you ever feel that at Swanee, or I guess even right now, was there any support systems that you leaned on? How did you kind of navigate that?
Wow, you're really great at these questions. The fact that you're not going on script, wow, it's really telling. I think it's like I completely like relate to the heaviness part. It is because my focus also is like refugees and humanitarian emergencies in the region of the world, right? East Africa, Middle East. And this is a lot of heavy stuff. It's not, you know, it's like, you know, happy and stuff. In terms of like histories of slavery, enslavement, anti-blackness, things of that nature, it's especially hard as I said, a Christian where Anglicanism came about as a result of British colonialism, right? Whatever my family was before, I haven't, and I'm not necessarily like resentful of that fact, but it really just put it into perspective when, you know, like the robes that we use in church very much reflects that of England and Church of England. So the Queen's funeral looks like a Sunday church service, right? It goes to show, like, it's just a visual reminder that you were colonized, right? Yeah. Additionally, All Saints also proves, you know, I love All Saints. It's a very beautiful place. It gives me a lot of solace and stuff. But it also has a lot of racist history to it. And I remember just one Sunday service, I was, you know, like I said, sacristan, you know, all 4 years would be here, especially at every major event. And one Sunday, just random Sunday, I was like sitting la di da, and I just looked up and I see a stained glass depiction of a white man leading black children, they're three, or black, I mean, like children, because they're like significantly shorter than a man, and they're like three in a row, and they're chained, all of them, right? And you know, we're just in the middle of like singling him. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. So that's all to say that being Swanee is a constant reminder of this history. Being Episcopalian is a constant reminder of this history. And then, you know, to the extent to which it like, you know, like impacts my mental health. I don't know. Me and my peoples, we're resilient, right? Like, yeah. Unfortunately, this is a sad reality. I think for any outside person looking in, they would be like, oh my God, like, why and how did you manage 4 years here? But, you know, you, like, live and you learn, right? I was here for my studies first and foremost, and things of that nature. So hopefully that answers your question.
No, yeah, that does. I'm always curious about that because a lot of people handle it in very different ways in terms of when things get really personal. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I feel like for some people in class, they're just learning about a history, but at least for us, it's like very connected.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I forgot to answer that the point of your question about like community and support network.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I didn't answer for a reason. Because I can't... I mean, right, I was a sacristan with a group of others, and they're incredibly influential and definitely there for me. First of all, I never like went out to seek help because of this like history. I think it was more so when the times I did seek help or needed a community, it was like in times of when something like outwardly like racist was like happening. Like for example, my freshman year, I went to a party at a fraternity house here on campus, and they were playing some music, and I just, you know, asked this random white boy, you know, can we play rap music? He just looks at me and he's like, we don't play nigger music. And, like, to my face, unapologetically, that was my freshman year. And, like, I just saw red. I was absolutely livid. It's like, how dare you speak to me like this? How? Like, why? There's a lot of commotion about it. People saw that I was visibly upset. And so then, you know, a lot of people, like, came to my side there, and honestly that experience like had made the rest of my time here very, very hard. You know, oftentimes I wanted to leave, but when you have a scholarship of the kind that I did, it wasn't so easy. But you know, from that experience, a lot of people from my year remember that event, and the people who were here at Swan also do. I don't know, they're there, and you know, we could talk about it sometime, and then, yeah. That's a sad day.
Oh, I'm a good chair. Yeah,
okay. No, it's okay. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. Cause I feel like I'm sorry is not even enough.
I guess my point, and also bringing up the story, is to show how there's a little like institutional support for students of color, especially who experience, I consider that an act of racial terror, right? Like, and you know, the school wouldn't and couldn't do anything about it because something about he's technically protected in their freedom of speech and freedom of expression. I got my reconciliation with him some other way, actually using the previous chaplain for All Saints previously, who set us down to speak about everything. But yeah, in terms of like institution, where there's no support for Black students to get justice when we are, you know, wronged like that. And I just feel like it needs to change.
Yeah. There is definitely a lack of institutional repercussions or, mm-hmm. I guess, acting on mm-hmm. such incidents, including even the one that happened mm-hmm. at the lacrosse game.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these incidents keep happening, mm-hmm. and I don't think they realize how personal it is to mm-hmm. students.
Yeah, seriously.
Because I feel like to them it's just another incident happening. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just feel like, too, we focus so much on the Black experience and making sure that, like, you know, Black students or whatever. But white people need to be educated, too, on this campus. Like, white people need to be held accountable. You know, I think there's, like, the fear of, you know, ruining their reputation. And granted, like, I do think that people can live and learn from their mistakes. But, you know, like, at the same time, that doesn't mean that you are absolved from any sort of, like, accountability or repercussions or punishment, but not, you know, punishment in, like, that kind of sense of the word, you know, for lack of a better word. So, I don't know. I just feel like it's very much a one-way street, mm-hmm. especially in conversations about, like, Blackness, right? Because with anti-Blackness, there's always whiteness. Mm-hmm. Anti-Blackness does not operate, you know, without there being, like, whiteness involved, whatever that, and, you know, whiteness can look different in different contexts and stuff like that. So, I don't know, just to balance these conversations out a bit too, I think would help a lot.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing that. And I'm hoping we'd be able to maybe follow and continue this interview at a later time.
Okay, of course.
but I really appreciate you and your time today.
Well, thank you so much for your time and for your interviewing students. And, you know, hopefully it's not too much on you, right? You know, make sure you step back or...
I have learned to take breaks. Or I'm still learning, I guess, to want to step back.
It's fine, it can be intense. Remember, we're students too. We're human.
Yeah. It is important for us to get these stories, to get this history and these stories, though, so that at least Swanee knows its history and can work on that accountability. You know?
Exactly.
But thank you so much. I'm gonna stop this recording somehow. Let's see.